softly, but her legs wouldn't listen. She remained staring at him, unable to tear her eyes away. "Do you want to come in?" His invitation caught her off guard, and she straightened up suspiciously. "You're obviously curious."
"I was just passing," she replied.
"So you can speak?"
"Of course I can speak."
"I wasn't sure at first. You look so frightened."
"I'm not frightened of you, if that's what you mean."
"Good."
"I was just on my way somewhere."
"That's funny. We're rather isolated here."
"I know that. I was on the beach."
Which was true, at least. "So you just wandered up to have a look?"
"It's so pretty. It caught my attention."
Her face brightened at the mention of the villa, and her eyes strayed longingly up the drive.
"Then come in, and I'll show you around the gardens. My family isn't here, so I'm alone. It'll be nice to have someone to talk to."
"I don't know."
Her eyes darkened again, but he opened the gate.
"Don't be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you."
"I'm not afraid," she retorted. "I can look after myself, you know."